Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to our Thanksgiving program on Pioneer Valley Radio for 2023. Kind of subtitled our Thanksgiving Handbook. I know people are busy. You're cooking. You're getting set. You're arranging. You're preparing. We've got relatives and friends arriving in many cases. Not in all, of course. But here's some things that are going on that you might want to pay attention to for just a moment or two here in Western Mass on Thanksgiving. Now, you can shop small this weekend if you're inclined at the Hamner Museum store at the Springfield Museums, and you could get a free gift in the process. The museums are celebrating Small Business Saturday, the 25th, and Museum Store Sunday on the 26th with a great deal for shoppers. You can spend $75 or more in the Hamner Museum store and select one of three holiday cup and plate sets as a free gift with purchase, while supplies last, of course, and you can't combine it with other offers. Small Business Saturday is a nationally celebrated day to support local businesses and acknowledge their impact on communities, while Museum Store Sunday is a way to support cultural institutions by patronizing their in-house stores of beloved museums. Now, the hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Coming up on our program today, Mark Auerbach will be joining us with his Arts Beat Report. Right now, it's that time again. Time to light up Western Mass for the holidays. Bright Nights at Forest Park, dubbed the Northeast's premier holiday lighting experience. It includes a spectacular 3-mile drive through more than 700,000 lights. The displays surrounding the holiday revelers as they travel, the 3-mile route through arches and tunnels and larger-than-life displays. Now, these include Seusland, Toyland, Victorian Village, Jurassic World, a replica of the Springfield Municipal Group with Santa flying over towering candles, Nativity, Menorah, Kwanzaa displays, and more. Now, the 29th season's open, and it will feature more activities than ever before so that visitors can extend their experience outside the car. At Santa's Magical Forest, which is located just after Seusland, the jolly old elf himself is going to greet visitors, whoa-ho-ho, and pose for photographs right through Christmas Eve. And there will be a grand carousel to ride, snacks to munch on, souvenirs to take home, and selfies to take to remember the experience. There will also be a host of activities that include musical performances by high school choruses and special appearances by the Snow Queen and the Ice Princess. The Grinch's granddaughter, an elf on the shelf as well. Tuesday, the 4th of December and 11th, there will be free face painting. Wednesday, December 5th and the 12th will be zoo nights with special activities at the zoo at Forest Park. Well, here's another accolade for Mercy Medical. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health has presented Mercy Medical Center's Family Life Center with the 2023 Breastfeeding Achievement Award. Now, Mercy Medical Center is one of 19 hospitals recognized for the maternity care practice of providing routine newborn exams, procedures, and care in the mother's room. The award recipients were announced recently at the Breastfeeding in the Bay State Conference earlier this year. Mercy's Family Center was also recognized by the National Safe Sleep Hospital Certification Program as a Bronze Safe Sleep Hospital. And they were recognized for their commitment to the best practices in education on infant safe sleep. The achievement credits the facility for following the safe sleep guidelines recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics and providing training programs for healthcare team members and safe sleep education to family and caregivers. The Springfield Police Department is pleased to announce that Springfield police officers once again will be taking part in the Stephen O'Brien Memorial Learn to Skate program inside Sear Arena at Forest Park. The first session is taking place this coming Saturday. That's at 200 Trafton Road in Springfield. And the sessions start on Saturday, November 25, and each session held from 3 p.m. to 3:50 p.m. Children wishing to participate are asked to arrive by 2:30 p.m. each week, and the additional sessions will be held on Saturday, December 2nd, 9th, 16th, the 23rd, and 30th. Now, what does it cost? Nothing. The program is free of charge, including a skate rental for children, ice time, and instruction. However, children must bring a properly fitted bicycle or hockey helmet and gloves to keep their hands warm. The program is open to all children, not just Springfield residents. Busy travel for this Thanksgiving. Gas down a bit, and AAA expecting to see an increase of 11% from 2022 in travelers moving around on cruises and buses and trains. The busiest travel times are expected 2 days before Thanksgiving. Gas prices have fallen to the lowest they've been since February and will probably lead to more drivers hitting the road for the holidays this year. Right now, the national average for a gallon of regular gas, $3.33 in Mass, and the average is $3.44, and in Springfield it's $3.40. But in some locations, you can still find prices under the $3 mark. Amtrak expecting their busiest day to be the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and that all through the holidays, they'll have extended schedules to keep up with travel demand. You up for some Thanksgiving high school football? Well, how about a quick rundown of the local Turkey Day rivalries? 6 p.m. Wednesday night, Ware, 9-1, at Quahog, 6-4. 9 o'clock, Pathfinder at Belchertown. 10 a.m., Ludlow at Palmer. 10 a.m., Longmeadow at East Longmeadow. 10 a.m., Mahar Regional at Athol. 10 a.m., Agawam at West Springfield. 10 a.m., South Hadley, Holyoke. 10 a.m., Northampton at East Hampton. 10 a.m., Smith Folk Tech at Franklin County Tech. 10 a.m., Shepherd Hill Regional at Tanpasqua Regional. And at 10:15 a.m., Chicopee Comp at Chicopee, and that'll be played at the football field at Zott Park. And we should note for you that Mahar Regional and Athol have been playing together on Thanksgiving Day since 1894. Now that's overtime. Well, prepping your Thanksgiving feast this year is a little less expensive compared to last year. Foods needed to feed 10 people like turkey, stuffing, veggies, macaroni and cheese, and runs you an average of $61.17. That comes from the American Farm Bureau Federation. Now that's 25% more expensive compared to 2019. It's a 4.5% drop from 2022. Consumers can also try to trim their food bill even more by looking for deals on their grocery store shelves, especially shopping store brands rather than name brands, which is a good way to save some money without skimping on quality. People in the Midwest have the least expensive Thanksgiving meal on an average, followed by the South, the West, and the Northeast. The American Farm Bureau Federation survey, based on prices in all 50 states and Puerto Rico, taken from November 1 through November 6. And we will conclude the Pioneer Valley Radio Thanksgiving Handbook with a close-up of the Thanksgiving Day Parade right after Mark Auerbach and his Turkey Lurkey Time Arts Beat Report. Mark?
Broadway takes center stage at this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV Thanksgiving morning from NBC. You'll see excerpts from Anne Juliet, Back to the Future, How to Dance in Ohio, Shucked, and Spamalot, along with special performances by Gutenberg's Josh Gad and Andrew Rannells, and a performance by Cher. A Christmas Carol, A Ghost Story of Christmas, returns to Hartford stage after a three-year hiatus, November 24th through December 24th. The lavish production, full of special effects, was adapted by Michael Wilson from Charles Dickens' classic. Alan Gilmore will play Scrooge this year, and Vanessa R. Butler and Noble Shropshire are among the returning cast members. Hero Marguerite, a Western Massachusetts actor seen recently at Chester Theater, has joined the cast, and Longmeadow's Nora Gerard is amongst the young actors in this production. For details, hartfordstage.org. Christmas on the Rocks, the zany holiday laugh riot, returns to TheaterWorks Hartford for its 11th season, November 29th through December 23rd. Created and directed by Rob Ruggiero, it's the stories of children from your favorite holiday movie who grew up to be dysfunctional adults, and they meet up on Christmas Eve in a seedy bar. Jen Cody and Harry Booby star, along with Richard Klein, who is Larry on Three's Company. Klein will play the bartender. For details, twhartford.org. Unreconciled, an autobiographical play written by Jay Sefton with Mark Basquiel, was quite the hit last summer at Chester Theater, where James Barry directed Sefton in the piece about a young theater student cast in a play by a pedophile priest and the student's road to survival. The play moves to East Hampton City Space November 30th through December 2nd. For details, cityspaceeasthampton.org. Harmonia 5, Holiday Musicale, launches the Springfield Chamber Players, also known as MOSOs, Chamber Music Series, at the First Church on Long Meadow Green, December 3rd. The family-friendly concert showcases the talents of the Connecticut-based Harmonia 5, an innovative woodwind quintet, which will perform standard literature, seldom heard treasures, and some of the most dynamic contemporary music available today. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, Thanksgiving Day parade lovers. Balloons, floats, music icons, and celebrities flooding New York City streets for the 97th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The rain or shine event, starting off at 8:30 in the morning, half an hour earlier than usual, right near Central Park West and West 77th, and ending up at Macy's flagship store on 34th Street. So, here's what to know about the parade before tuning in. The lineup at the parade always includes a number of national musical acts in addition to marching bands and dancers. But perhaps the biggest name on the list is Cher, who just released a Christmas album. And she'll make her appearance just before the parade's end, signaled by the arrival of Santa's sleigh, parade organizers are stating. Grammy winner John Batiste scheduled to kick off the event, with performances to follow by Belle Biv DeVoe, Brandy, Chicago, En Vogue, and Hyphen, David Foster, and Catherine McPhee. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, Jesse James Decker, Ashley Park, some Muppets from Sesame Street, Pentatonix, Paul Russell, Amanda Shaw, and Alex Smith, and Manuel Torizzo. Now this year's parade will also feature 26 floats, 32 novelty and heritage inflatables, 12 marching bands, 700 clowns, and 8 performance groups. There will also be over a dozen giant character balloons, including new balloons modeled after Snoopy, Monkey D, Luffy of One Piece, Poe from Kung Fu Panda, and a reimagined Pillsbury Doughboy. U.S. Olympic gymnastics silver medalist Jordan Chiles, U.S. track and field Paralympian Ezra Fretsch, U.S. Paralympic swimming gold medalist Jessica Long, and Miss America 2023 Grace Stanky will also join the festivities. The 2.5-mile route spans most of Central Park West from 77th Street to Columbus Circle before turning on Central Park South and then 6th Avenue until Herald Square. Now, if you want to watch, you can catch the parade on NBC and Peacock beginning, as I said, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with that, I bid you a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope it's totally enjoyable, and may there be no lumps in your mashed potatoes. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio, and we will talk again.
Proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.